Thanks for joining me for today's coffee break, everybody. It is the 3rd of April, 2020. I hope you're well.
Yeah. Cheers.
Yes, sir. Cheers. Absolutely.
So what's new?
Cheers.
You guys want to get on Monday started?
You're going to have some studying to do, Robbie.
Oh, good.
Yes. Because you bought you a pine time, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're going to have to figure out how to program it, aren't you?
I think so. Unless there just happens to be anyone in the community who's going to share their source code.
Oh, well, yeah, of course I will. Of course I will. I'll put it up on GitHub or something like that. And,
brilliant.
Let you all have at it. Your request for documentation, I will also add that in as well.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm not going to share the program that generated the screenshot that I showed yesterday, because that's based on another project that I'm working on, and I can't share that. But certainly any Pinetime source code that I have, I will certainly share with you.
Nice.
The issue is going to be, I expect I'll use a Raspberry Pi to program it, and I think. Yep. I'm not going to re-document what's already been documented. I'll just point to the Pine64 website where they already talk about the best hardware setup to use, you know,
right.
The 3 or 4 wire setup from your Raspberry Pi and then to the actual Pinetime watch itself. Mm-hmm. There are 4 pins or 4 holes in the circuit board. Most people, as I understand it, literally just stick pins into those. They don't solder to those pins because it would be too easy to damage the Pinetime if you do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what's the like base looking thing? Like, because the developer kit has what looks like a base that you would plug the Pinetime into. What's that?
So it looks like it comes in 2 parts. In fact, probably 3 parts. One is the front face of the watch. Mm-hmm. The other is the back face of the watch that some people have actually drilled a hole into so they could feed the wires in and have the thing trailing wires all over the place. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
The production model of the watch would actually have those 2 halves, you know, close together and glued together in a, you know, waterproof way so that it stays waterproof.
Yeah.
The development kits don't have that, so don't expect those 2 halves to come together. And then there is a cradle that I think you're talking about that the whole watch just clips into or
That's
slides
what it looks
into.
Like, yeah.
And I believe it's a charging cradle for it.
Oh, okay. So that can't be used. See, it would be nice if that could be used to actually do the firmware. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, the 4 pins that are on the circuit board that you need to connect.
Sorry, I can't hear you there for a second. I'm going to. Just going to mute Peter there because you're making a whole lot of noise, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, and he unmutes himself. Don't unmute yourself and then make a whole bunch of noise. Sorry.
That's okay. Continue. No problem. The 4 pins or the 4 holes in the circuit board are not accessible to that power cradle or anything like that. So the only way to flash it would be to take the back off it, connect some wires to those 4 pads on the circuit board and then program it. You don't do it very often. So the development kits, you just stick them out there.
Right.
You know, you put it in a framework of some sort. There's a pretty elaborate framework that someone's built that uses, you know, a BlueTac or something to hold all the pieces in place.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if I'm going to have to do that. We'll see what happens. But the next step for me is to figure out the...
Oh, Peter, I'm sorry. Peter, continue. You keep unmuting your microphone and then making a whole racket. I couldn't even hear you, BP9.
Okay.
But what?
There it goes again.
I think it's just good in the background.
Gosh. It's like we're playing ping pong here, so I've muted. Now let's see how long it takes.
I think he put the dog in another room now.
There you go.
I did put a dog out of the room. And I put the wife and the dog out of the room.
Okay.
I got some bad information today The hospital won't give me treatment because of the valve. And if my valve fails, I'm no speaking and no eating. I basically have tubes up the thing. And I suggested, to them that the nurses are there do it. And they said, no, not our job's worth. They're not qualified. Unbelievable. Unbloody-believable.
Oh, man. That's going to be... Yeah, that's the hard thing right now, eh? Like, if you can't get into the hospital and you need to, what do you do? Are you going to be okay, Peter? Like, are you okay?
No, I won't. If the bell fell, that means I won't feel very dark. As our friend in Australia would have said, I'd be very ill. I just wouldn't feel very good. I just want to sleep. I wouldn't be able to talk. I wouldn't be able to eat very much. And I just have to sit here with a tube down my throat to eat. Man. And it's all bloody nice, I can tell you that.
That doesn't sound very pleasant at all.
No, it does not sound like fun.
My neighbor had some problems yesterday at the beginning of the coffee break. So I had to visit him after the coffee break. He's an old man, closing on 80. He had to go. He had a doctor's appointment today. It turned out, and he didn't know how to get there. So I had to help him phone a few. And the doctor had a taxi to come and pick him up today and bring him back. So it worked out fine.
Wow, good service.
Yeah, he's formally he's an old man, and he's from Finland, so he speaks a little Norwegian. But you have to think to understand what he's saying. So
yeah,
he needed some help on the phone.
Start to finish. Sorry,
I think your Norwegian neighbor would fit in really well on our coffee break.
Yeah,
all the people who are like, what are they even talking about? Hey, I do my best.
I would say please shut down the Muppets.
Yeah. Hey, guess what happened this morning, guys? You'll never guess.
The alarm clock worked.
I got to work where I am now, and maybe 10 minutes later, 15 minutes after I got here, I got a phone call from our alarm company that our alarm was going off at the new studio.
I was going to say the alarm went off. I had a feeling it was something like that. I was going to say it jokingly, but I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. So my initial thought was, oh, okay, well, there must be a false alarm. Like, we just had it installed on Saturday, right? So sometimes there's some kinks to work out. So I emailed the alarm company and asked them to send me a copy of the manual so I can reprogram the terminal thing just in case it was a false alarm. And I went there and everything was fine. So I called off the police and told them we didn't need anyone because it was a false alarm. And then I went back over my surveillance footage just on a whim. And sure enough, 8:37 this morning, my door opens wide and a guy walks in, looks around. Wow. Looks around, and then the alarm starts going off, and then he quickly gets out. And
how did he get in?
Exactly. So that was my thought. So I'm sitting there watching this surveillance video, and I can't see his face. I can't see any because I haven't set up the surveillance yet. So it was just the camera in the office happened to be pointed toward the door. So I saw the door open, a guy walk in. You see kind of his right side, and he's looking around, and then he gets out of there when the alarm goes off, right? So as I'm watching this footage, I hear somebody rustling on my door. So I jump up and I run to the door of the studio, and I whip it open, and I say, "You can't come in here." Remember, I'm just watching the surveillance, and I see this guy in my place. Turns out he's one of the maintenance workers at the complex.
Oh, no.
And he didn't, when they leased out our unit, they didn't mark us as a leased unit.
They have, because they're short staffed, right? Because of the COVID-19, they've been closed. Yeah. So we're moved in. We've got our alarm set up, but they didn't mark it as not vacant. So
he thought it was empty.
He thought it was empty, and he's going around from all of the empty units. He's got a clipboard of all the empty units, and they do an inspection at the beginning of every month. I guess presumably to prepare them for that month's tours and trying to rent it out. But so he had walked right in. He had a key, obviously. He just walked right in, set off the alarm, and he's just freaking out. And of course, his first impression of me is me yanking the door open and yelling at him. So I'm like, oh man, I'm so sorry. Geez. I had no idea who you were or what you were doing. All I know is that the police are here. My alarm went off this morning. I got to call the alarm company and get them to reset the code. And yeah, so that's how my day started.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that happened this morning?
Happened this morning, yeah. Oh, so I got a voicemail. I got a voicemail from the property management company, all apologetic, and they're going on about how it'll never happen again. We've marked it at least. We're so sorry.
Wow.
So I'm just hoping.
Why was that?
I'm really hoping I don't get a bill for a false alarm.
A good point, because if the police get called out, they'll charge you for that. So.
And you want to know what's neat is that. I got there within 10 minutes and the police were already there.
Oh, yeah.
They were.
They don't mess around with that stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I'm glad it had a good ending and I'm glad the alarm system worked.
Ditto. Successful test.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, exactly. So, and I put a couple more cameras out just on shelves and stuff while I was there. So I figure, I want to have more eyes on the place.
It never hurts. Yeah. Because you've got those two entrances, right? You've got one entrance that literally goes right into the studio. So you definitely want to watch that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hey,
Bo.
Hi.
Good morning, Bo.
Morning.
Did you hear? You heard back from? I don't know if BP9 was in our Discord. You heard back from TL yesterday about the Pine Time delivery.
Right. Yeah. He said they'll be shipping within about a week or within the week. Yes.
Oh, nice. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to it.
BP9. It's going to be a race. We're going to see who gets it first.
Well, I ordered first, so I should get mine first.
You think so?
No, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work.
Actually, up in Canada, it's got to get through. Yeah, it's
gonna Canadian Post, right?
Oh, man, once it gets here, it's going to take months. It'll take 3 days to get to Canada and then 2 months to get to me.
Wow.
I can send someone a letter, my next door neighbor, and it'll take 2.5 weeks to get here.
You're kidding.
They send it to the depot in Toronto. I tracked the package once. They sent it to Toronto. Then it went over to BC, and then it came back to Barrie. Makes no sense.
Yeah, they were really different up to Belfast. If you send it local, it all goes to Belfast. It comes back up again.
Well, I think that's true. Even if you drop a letter at the post office for a PO box at the same post office, it doesn't matter. It all goes to the central facility first, gets sorted, and then comes back to your local post office.
Unreal.
You're right. It's crazy. But I don't know. I guess it's more efficient than having to sort through all the incoming letters for any local and then sorting them out. I guess it would take longer to do that than ship them all to a central sorting facility and then bring them back. So.
I seem to recall it was an order from Ameridroid that came up through New York, and then it went across to BC, British Columbia, way out west, and then came back again. So I'm watching this tracking because, Bo, you've got an amazing tracking system on your site. So we can actually kind of see where it's traveled. And it's like this. And here I am waiting eagerly for my Pine 64 board to arrive. You guys know how that is.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happens to us sometimes, too. We'll get a shipment of like 30 big boxes, and one box, they'll all end up in San Francisco, and then they'll come up to Ukiah. And but one box will end up in Kentucky or something.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, I didn't realize it, Bo, but you're over in California, aren't you?
Right, yeah.
So it's the very start of the day for you. It's still, what, 9 o'clock in the morning for you?
Yep, 9:15.
Okay. Nice. Okay. That's a nice start to the day for you. You're up and running.
Don't even have my coffee yet.
No, I heard that. Neither do I. It's all good. No problem.
For all of us.
Absolutely.
Rosemary's got a photobomb.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Rosemary.
Hey. Good to see you.
You too.
So, Robbie, what I was saying earlier is that I'm not sure how much experience you have with compiled languages. You said PHP earlier. Have you ever compiled anything at all?
Maybe when I was a kid working in was it QBasic that brought out the EXE compiler?
QBasic is interpretive that I'm aware of is interpretive.
I started with BASIC and then GW BASIC and then QBasic. I think they renamed it QB. Mm. And then that was when they brought out the EXE compiler. You would compile the executable.
So you're going to have to you're going to have to spend some time to learn how to take C or Rust or whatever you decide to use.
Yeah.
And compile that into what are called objects, OBJ files on Linux, right, or on the Raspberry Pi,
yeah.
Or .o files, I'm sorry. In Windows, it's OBJ files, but on Linux, it's just .o files. Then you have to link them all together to create your executable, right? And now the process is all going to be different for the Pinetime. So it'll be different because the end result is not going to be an executable. It'll be a binary blob that you're going to have to transport over to the Pinetime. You're going to have to work on the physical connections that you're going to have to make between the Pinetime and your Raspberry Pi. And then you're going to have to figure out how to get just a simple C program. My first one is going to be the LED flashing program, which is the equivalent of Hello World, right? And what it will do is it will change the intensity of the backlight on the Pinetime.
Oh, okay.
Every second it'll go low intensity, medium, high intensity, and then back to zero, and then low intensity, high. That way you'll know, good, I've got I can make an executable and I can send it to the Pinetime and it will work. That's the very first, that's the equivalent of a Hello World, right? That proves that your whole compile tool chain all works like it's supposed to. Then what I'll probably do will be like literally a Hello World program where I will make it, I'll drive the display to make it display literally the word hello, right? The exercise for that is going to be understanding the Adafruit video driver that they published. So I'll be downloading that. I'll be integrating it into the project. And then I'll literally just make it hello. Bring up that LED intensity to full bright. Make it say hello. Cross my fingers and hope it works, right?
And I remember someone did a practical joke on IRC a few years ago. There was someone who came to the channel and he said just hello, and then someone else answered the world, and then a third one answered core dump.
It sounds like this could be a good opportunity, BP9, for me to learn something new, something.
Try the Lazarus, Robbie. Yeah, you try the Lazarus.
I haven't. No, I'm too busy, Peter. Right now.
No, yeah, I haven't yet. Language, but you learn from that. It's a bit better than BASIC anyway. It's worth going. You can do serious things with that. I use it quite often. It's free. It's a free software again. Yeah. Both Windows and Linux as well.
Cool.
Yeah, my full-time work is all PHP mostly. So today I'm coding a new mailing system. So like a mass mailer. So from day to day, I don't know what I'm doing. But again, it's not compiled code. But interestingly, I don't necessarily write for the browser. BP9, I know you made that comment a couple coffee breaks ago. But I actually use PHP as a CLI language as well. So like this mailer is going to be a cron job, for example.
BP9 left us for some reason.
Oh, no. He became unresponsive. Yeah, his internet was kind of going. So I'll see that.
So I had a few chats with the Swedish guy on IRC today. I noticed that last night, yesterday evening, depending, there was some talk about taxes. And then I remember that in Norway, we are one of the big oil-producing countries, and every single oil drilling company, they are paying on the income, not the profit, but the income, they are paying 78% tax, and they still earn a bucket load of money.
Yeah, crazy.
And it's one of the reasons that we can have a very healthy, a very wealthy healthcare system and social services and so on.
And the, I lost you there for a minute.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, my internet went down.
And here I was talking all to you and telling you all about everything.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I apologize. You can say it again if you want to, or I'll just go back and look at the recording later.
I was just saying that I'm writing a mailer in PHP, right? Like, that's my job today.
So okay.
Mailer. But I was just commenting that when I write PHP code, I don't always write it for the browser. In particular, like this one is a good example where it's going to be a cron job. So it's a CLI tool that will be run from the Linux command line. So...
Which is great, except none of that's going to work on a Pinetime. There's no PHP.
Yeah.
I should have waited just that second longer. I wanted to see coffee come out of your nose. Yes.
I don't need to run my mailer on a Pinetime.
No, but PHP doesn't work on the Pinetime.
No.
Unless you want to actually write the hex code yourself, you could do that. You could actually... assemble up the hex bytes yourself and not write any intermediate code. You know, there's lots of ways to do it. So.
And you can name it Postman. I know that Postfix is already taken.
Yeah.
I think Postman's already taken as well.
Yeah.
You know there are Linux utilities and services that actually send mail, right, Robbie?
Yeah, but that's not fine. Yeah, I know. What I got to do is I got to create a program to basically send one email every 3 seconds to a list.
Oh, goody! Spam
file. No, these are opt-in lists for a what are they like a lumberyard? So their contractors subscribe to receive their price list. So they'll get a price list. So I do that once a year.
What's with the every 3 seconds piece?
If you try to send 500 email all in 1 second.
Yeah. You'll get blocked.
It's like using NICE, right? It just makes it so that the script doesn't bog down the server or
Okay. Or
cack out and then you have to rerun it and send them a second copy. Yeah.
You might could just do that straight in Bash. You probably don't need PHP.
I would use PHP because I do a lot of it'll be an HTML email, so it'll be stylized. Okay. It's got an attachment and everything, so it's not just a text email. It'll have their logo and everything else. So just a little bit fancier.
Meh. Okay.
Meh.
Okay.
It's just a boring thing that I'm doing today. This is what I do.
Yeah.
Just some people would look for a tool to do it or use MailChimp or something, and I'm just like, I'll just write it. Take me about 2 hours, and then they'll have the mail blast out. So
the only thing I would say is don't get into the rut of using PHP for every solution, because, you know, PHP is not necessarily the right tool for every solution.
Oh, no. No, it's a good way for me to write a cheap and cheerful
script,
right?
Yeah, like okay.
Because I'm doing SMTP authentication,
mm-hmm.
TLS 1.2. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just a quick, easy way to do it. That's all.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Just one of those days. Well, I got lost in the Twitter sphere last night. I should not do that, because there's always something to click on to follow and see what else someone else is up to.
Yeah.
But I did get to catch up with all the Star Trek actors, so that was nice. So,
oh yes.
They've all got Twitters. So.
Yeah, I follow all of them. And
do you? Okay. Yeah. Do they follow you back?
Next Generation era. No, none of them mm-hmm. follow me.
No.
Although
I've
had brief like comments and stuff from LeVar.
Oh, nice.
Kind of, that was kind of an honor. Yeah.
Very nice.
Anyway, gents, it's time for me to get back to work. I got to go write my PHP program. Have a wonderful
afternoon. Do it in C, man. Do it in
C. No, because that would take me four times as long at least.
It would initially, but once you learn... Yes.
No, I know.
Then, I mean, the more you do the more comfortable you'll be.
What? Yes,
exactly. Yes.
And this is just, I just got to get her done. It's like, because the old tool that we used to use for mass mail was PHP 5.3. Well, yeah. I removed that from all our servers last year, so if they want to mail out, I got to come up with a quick solution. So that's what I'm doing.
That's what, 7 is the current version, isn't it?
7.2, I believe.
Oh, so, okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
At least that's what I'm running on NEMS, so I think that's the most current.
Very good.
All right, guys. Have a great afternoon. See you again tomorrow.
Take care.
Thanks, Robbie. Take care. See you later.
Bye.